guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Welcome, guys, to another episode.
Don't do this.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's like, it's a habit. It's a fucking habit. I'm sorry. Welcome, pussy assholes, motherfucker, horrible decisions or whatever. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm your girl, Mandy. I'm your girl, Mandy B, joined by...
Hi, I'm Wheezy, and we have a repeat offender.
This is shocking. There's only been two white people that have ever repeated horrible decisions.
Shut up.
Andrew Schultz and you.
No, I think Rory been on twice too, right?
Mm-mm.
No, only once.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was long.
Damn, we only had two white people repeat.
Yeah.
For real, hey, that makes me feel so fucking good.
God damn, I think that is.
That's because we haven't had sex yet. I'm waiting.
I knew it. Andrew's in the other room, and I was like, oh, you know, Sophia's coming.
We have a really great history, Andrew and I.
I can't wait for him to like walk in the room and see you.
Is he going to?
Who better?
They're only. I'd be like, this is what you missed out on. Just so
you can't even
know.
Say that when he about to get married, though, bro.
Oh,
that's
why.
That's so disrespectful, bro.
Oh, that's true. My bad.
You know what I mean?
And I fuck with her too.
You know what? I don't follow him or her. I totally forgot. You did mention that, so no, I won't.
Oh, okay. Congratulations. Can you go ahead? I know we didn't announce you as the only second white person to be on two times, but can you tell her name? Can you give people who it is?
I'm like, she can say it. Let me say it. Now I have to do more shit for a white woman.
Wow.
Like, introduce her on your show.
Sophia the Franklin, one of my favorite podcasters, which is crazy to say.
Not because... you putting on the voice, but I couldn't put on the voice.
Right.
No, I'm fucking around. No, I really love your podcast, and we met when you came on Horrible Decisions last year, which was crazy because you hadn't been on the airwaves for a while. And now your show is doing great.
Yep.
And we've been on there too.
Yes, you guys have been on. It's Sophia with an F. My name's Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y. And yes, I'm the only second white person to be here.
And you literally
couldn't tell I'm white by my voice.
You helped us go from 27 white listeners to 29. And I want to thank you.
That's a whole two white listeners.
Two white people joined us.
Last week when we were in here, right? Mandy was saying something and I was like, do white people come up to you and make the joke about them being 27? She's like, no, white people don't come up to me. I said, well, there's two type of white people that come up to me. It's the ones that are kind of like the bitch from Zola. And they're like, damn, girl, what's happening? I'm like, ooh. And then the other ones, it's only when I'm in LA, they come up to me and they're like, do you know Sophia?
No way.
Bitch, yes,
no
way.
Last time when we were in LA, you and I were walking and then there were these black girls that went up to you. And I remember you were like, how does it feel that they're like, going up to me and not you? I'm like, what? I don't give a fuck.
No, you said you were dying on the inside.
No, I was kidding.
I know.
Can I ask you, since y'all have hung out in LA, Wheezy be lying. So, Sophia, how close have y'all gotten to eating each other's pussies out?
Oh.
I don't know.
That's a great starter question.
You guys have to find out.
First off.
Wait, ooh. On OnlyFans? No, I'm just playing.
If I didn't have that flight, I had a 6 a.m., to go to my godson's birthday or christening. Sorry. Oh, wait. Was it both? I love you, Bash. But anyway, we were hanging out at Poppy. This was the fucking rapper night.
Not the rapper night.
Yo, Sophia was so funny because we were in this hood ass club and she was like, is that fucking Drake? I'm going to lose it. So then we go to this back room where like Drake, because he like basically like sectioned off Poppy just so he could have it for himself. And not that we weren't having a good time with each other, but we did what every girl would did in the presence of someone who's A-list. And you know what I mean? It's like you're not pressed, but you also like kind of just find your way like this
you're
close.
Scooting in, like trying to twerk, just trying to like look sexy all of a sudden to music that, yeah. That's
you almost broke doing. Your back. That's how hard.
No, dude.
Then Sophia was flirting with this gangbanger.
How do you know he was a gangbanger?
Because, bitch, trust me.
Wait, how do you know he was a gangbanger?
He was hanging with Freddie Gibbs. It was Vice Lords.
Oh,
oh, really?
We'll still text like now and again. He'll be like, hey, what's up? We'll be like, hi, LA. You know when I'm in LA.
Would you give him some pussy?
Oh, he was cute.
He was pretty cute. I don't know. I'd have to like,
oh,
see
the
him again
or
in the light.
No, the gangbanger.
Oh, Freddie's fucking hot as shit. He is so sexy.
But let me tell you what made it great. So there was like an altercation where, and I didn't even really see it at first, but this girl like said something to Sophia. And once she told Freddie or someone, or Freddie noticed, he was like, oh, nah, you got to be by my nigga all night. The dude was ready. He took Sophia to the bathroom, bitch.
What'd y'all do there?
Nothing. These random girls, it was right after like the whole fiasco, right? Like that happened. And these girls sitting at the table next to us all like in unison look at me and flip me off.
Hmm. No fucking like, way. No.
I wish I saw it, bitch.
I was like, I don't fucking know you. You're going to flip me off over some shit you like read, you know? So it was wild, but Freddie had my back. So.
He has no clue my name.
Freddie Gibbs, holding it down.
He made sure, which was so cute because anyone who like watches Freddie knows how much fun this person is. And he was like, oh, nah. Like, so then, mind you, we get to the back where Drake is at because Drake wants to hang with Freddie. And Freddie's like making sure Sophia doesn't get trampled by those white girls. He's like, she good. But no, I think if that night would have like escalated, we were flirting hard when I was on that plane.
We were.
It was intense.
Hard.
On a plane?
Because I was like, damn.
She was on a plane.
She was like, you should be here. I was like, I want to be in the bed. But we get really gay when we're drunk.
We do. Mm. I mean, we have a picture of ourselves making out. That's on my true. Instagram.
Are you only gay when you're drunk or are you like a real bisexual?
Ooh, that's like a probably only when I'm drunk. Actually, I don't know. I like fantasize about women and shit sober.
Okay.
But I think I've only acted on it when I've been under the influence.
Okay. It's hard to make moves on women though. Mm-hmm. When we get questions about that, even to this day, as someone who like dated a woman for years, like it's still.
Yeah, it is.
Why is that?
I think we know how aggressive men can be. And so I think that we are a little bit like, how do I show up and holler at her respectfully, right, but also let her know I'm serious? Because a lot of women are fake gay, which is why I asked. Mm-hmm. So I think like, I'm not going to lie, with me as well, if I approach the woman, I am a femme and I don't want to take the masculine role. And I think that when you're the aggressor, you do take more of the masculine role. Like, damn, if I'm hollering at you, does that mean now I got to pay for the date when we go out? Like I told you, my mind gets all crazy when I think of like
the date on women. Pain gets weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like hitting on women to me is just hard because now what?
And I think too, no matter, I don't give a fuck about what it seems like with gender inclusivity, there is a mask. Like someone has to kind of take those reins,
yep,
even in gay relationships. And like, you kind of don't know who it's going to be. With my ex, she loved when I took it. Shout out to Scissors. She was like, girl, go ahead and get the check. But also, I enjoyed so much, which was interesting to me because I love when men spoil me. Like,
right,
oh my God, I love surprising her with shit. Like, when we went to Paris for my birthday, I'm the one who woke her up and was like, we're going here. We're getting a massage. I want to do this for you. Like, and I kind of almost see how men enjoy doing it for women. Like, mm-hmm, was that a trick?
You have trick tendencies like a motherfucker. But we talked about this not only with women, with men too. But she, a whole sugar
but she
mama.
Was also
what
like
is the, that? What's a trick? What is like that?
A, she's a sugar mama.
Oh. No, a trick is like, okay. So a
now
trick
Sophia's
is more,
really interested. She about to wait, the fuck out what? That
did you read her shirt? This is greedy.
I know. I'm like, the shirt, you want to pay for everything? We're like two peas in a pod. Let's go.
No, but Sophia gets very rich white women around me though.
Okay.
You pick up every tech. And she's like, no, I got it.
I do. I'm the second I have one fucking tequila, I'm like, everything is on
oh
me.
Oh my God,
everybody.
That is me and I hate it.
Like, I hate it
literally,
so bad.
When I go out now, like with my friends, depending on what the night is, I'll give them my card. Because once I start drinking, I'll be like, bar, I got 20 shots right yes. here on me. And I'm like,
oof.
I wake up
but
the next morning.
What card
pissed.
For?
I'd be like, why did I spend $450 on shots? I swear to God. And especially when I go to Orlando, when them shits like $4,
I know.
I'd be like,
yeah.
Is this the same liquor as in New York? Why is it so cheap?
Right.
I'm not going to front. I wanted to do an Amex claim when I woke up in the morning. I'm like, I couldn't have signed it the same way anyway. I was like, okay, let's break a little ice. Even though we kind of know who you are, mm-hmm, these are some super basic ones.
Okay.
Would you rather have a one night stand with a stranger or your platonic best friend?
Ooh.
No, I'm not your best friend.
You guys how many
one night stand with a stranger. I mean, agree. I actually have hooked up with my best friend, A. My other best friends, that's something like I don't want to cross the line kind of with certain people.
It feels sistery.
Yeah.
But also, are you attracted to them?
No.
Okay, so
okay,
that's
that don't count, bitch.
That's why you don't want to fuck them.
Oh,
not,
shit.
If you have any friends because you don't find them fucking attractive.
Well, but they're hot. No, they're hot women.
To someone
just,
else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's not to you. Sorry. Okay. Sorry if you're her friend. Apologies.
No. Mandy, you just recently slept with a friend. You told the story
recently,
on Patreon.
Recently, but y'all fuck all my friends. Honestly, it's going to happen.
Okay,
if I'm sexually attracted to you and we friends, you either going to fuck me by myself or you going to fuck me and my nigga. But it's going to happen.
Do you think... So you recently had sex with Medina and you talked about it on our Patreon.
Damn, that was supposed to be just Patreon.
But it's something... they heard the clip.
The clip was that? Oh, I'm going to bust Tiana and her shit.
Oh, well...
that was the clip. She ain't here.
No.
It was a good teaser, though.
Damn,
good
teaser. Yeah. It cut off at a good time, Medina, too.
And it was great. But yeah, what about it?
Okay. So y'all aren't just friends. Y'all aren't just casual friends. You talk all the time.
Yeah.
Do you feel like... Because you said sexually attracted to someone that you talk to that often, like, because to me, the closer I get to a friend, like a woman, the less that I could do that. Like, if we talked every day, I probably couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the question?
Like, did you not feel like it was you guys were too close at any point? Was she the closest friend you've ever had sex with?
You the one that be feeling like you got to have emotional connections to people you have sex with. You should be proud of me. I'm emotionally tied to my friends and then we have sex.
Right, but I'm talking about being weird after.
There's nothing weird because
I get what you're saying,
man. It's only weird after
you're telling
sex.
Me Medina, as emo as Medina is, she never like even brought that up to
so
you.
So here's the thing. I think that it's only weird if it's bad. But if you really have good sex together and it was fun, now you're looking at it like a girl's night out. Bitch, that was fun as fuck last night, wasn't it? So I feel like as long as like you're both pleased, you enjoyed it, and nothing weird happened as far as like boundaries weren't crossed or it legit just wasn't good. I think you can literally go into still having a good friendship. Because, bitch, it ain't like I would do it again. We both admitted after we talked through, you know, making sure everyone was comfortable.
So you
didn't
talk, yeah.
We talked after. Well, yeah, because she also fucked my boyfriend. So I had to make sure he ain't crossed no lines. But he did the same. Like, we check in with everyone we have sex with the next morning.
You do? We check pillow in. Talk? Like, yeah. Ooh, how did it feel when his dick, like, went and you
yeah.
fell
yeah.
There was a time where she was on the floor. Did she have a pillow down there?
I don't know if she had a pillow down there, but she didn't have a problem because she fucked him the next morning while I was on my computer.
But do you call that pillow talk?
What? Fuck you. It was a dumb thing. Don't listen to her, but basically I had a threesome with somebody and I went to sleep on the couch to be respectful. And my man came and got me in the middle of the night, put the girl on the floor, and me and him slept in the bed.
Oh, shit.
Look at Mandy's fucking ego.
No. I feel like I don't bring it up ever again. I'm not ashamed of it at all. I'm like, I think that was so fun, but it's not like, hey, like, and we talked through it.
If you had a really, say it's not your friend. If you had really bomb sex with a man to where you definitely want to have it again, are you guys not talking about what was so good about the sex with each other? Like, you don't talk about it at all?
I mean, yeah, yes. But I guess for some reason, like, if it's a threesome or if I've hooked up with women, we don't. Mm-hmm. I also have hooked up with, I think most, well, not really, but so a lot of the women I've hooked up with, it was, like, their first time.
And not so then, you being the mark.
You were the lead?
But, like,
the fake bisexual?
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you call them when you're like drunk but bi?
What do you mean?
Because I've heard a term for
trisexual.
That. Oh yeah, no. Yeah.
Once you're drunk, you'll try.
Right. You'll try everything.
You'll try whatever.
Right. Yes.
So okay, you had sex with your best friend. Was another person there? Or was
my boyfriend? So my boyfriend and I fucked my best friend.
I know that's right.
Okay, see, that's probably why it was easier.
Yes. And her and I had like done stuff before.
Wait, was that recent? You told me you guys had never had a threesome.
No. That wasn't recent. That was like forever ago.
Okay.
So
you had sex with your boyfriend, with your best friend.
Mm-hmm. And her and I talked about it beforehand. Like she was like, are you okay with it? Are you okay with it? 50 times, which I appreciated. Him, on the other hand, I like actually over time, like started to resent him. Not for that particular one, but that one on top of just a whole bunch of like shit, you know?
So
never my best friend.
That's crazy that you even think like, so everything else he did, whatever it was, for whatever reason, your resent and distaste towards him included the threesome, even though you enjoyed it?
I think it included all the threesomes that we had ever done. And I think the fact that it was my best friend, that one was like kind of at the top of the list, but he was just like a piece of shit.
Okay, tell us, because we talked last week about what could make a threesome bad. What could go bad from your partner? Like, what?
If you don't trust this guy 100%. The unwavering, just like loyalty, it's not going
to
work.
Because you're automatically going to assume that he's going to try to do something else with that girl.
Oh, listen to this. You guys will fucking love this.
Uh-oh.
We did a threesome with a girl and we drove her home the next day and she sat in the front seat. I sat in the back seat.
Excuse me?
Why?
What? Yeah.
She just sat in there and like he was already driving and I just got in the back and I was just like, I didn't even know how to take it in. And then I later on caught them texting, but that front seat shit and me sitting in the back seat, just like that was it for me.
I'm not gonna lie. We talked about it when you had a throuple.
So my ex girlfriend,
yes.
We were already arguing though, but she said something, which is crazy because to this day they're actually closer than when we were in the throuple. We're all still friends, but they're actually closer than him and I are.
Mm-hmm.
And she made this comment. We were already fighting. We go home. And she goes, and see, I'm in the back seat again. And I was like, and she was like, you're always in the fucking front seat. What the fuck is that? You never even think to put me in the front seat. And I was like, oh my God.
The front seat is the thing.
It started hitting me. And so my excuse, I was like, well, he don't know how to drive and you're drunk. Like, he don't know where we're going. Like, let me just like, I didn't know what to say, but I was like, she's so right.
And now let me ask both of y'all this then. Not a relationship. You with your man and his homeboy. Do you expect the homeboy to get out and let you in the front seat and them sit in the back?
Not if they're big.
There's more room in the back seat.
No. Dude's stretching their legs out. You don't want to cramp them in a back seat. Honestly, I luckily hang out with gentlemen, but my man's friends have always been like, oh, and I'm like, no, it's cool. Sit in the front.
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm sitting up front. I got flued out one time and his friend was at the house and we left to get food and he got in the front seat and I looked at him like he was crazy. I said, are you sucking his dick? Okay, then get the fuck in the back seat.
I
was not going to sit in the back seat. Like, no, nigga.
Actually, that's a really good point. Just in general, the woman should stay in the front.
You're a couple. So. Like, which is probably why your girlfriend felt the way.
I think that's why you're always like, men should always offer. I just don't care. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not like, I'm just like, whatever, stay with your friend. But also, we're in New York. I rarely get in a fucking car where we have to drive.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, like, my bougie ass, the way it goes, if it's like three of us, because you can't sit in the front and Uber anymore, I'm like, someone's getting a black car because I'm not doing that because I'm a total cunt about it. Okay.
Next icebreaker. Let go.
Would you rather have accidentally sent nudes to a stranger or to your parents? Because here's the thing.
Not a caveat.
I feel like you could say a stranger, but you need to remember you're famous.
Mm.
So like, that I don't know how stranger that. Could be like, is that Sophia with an FSP?
Fuck. Damn. And my face is in it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I'd send it to my mom.
Oh. Me too.
Okay.
I'd send it to my mom.
Yeah. If
my dad's not in the picture, though. My dad was in the picture. Then I don't know. Is that like kind of weird?
Wait, if your dad was in the nude?
No! I don't talk to my dad.
What picture you talking
about? No, girl, like he's not involved.
Pictures,
bro. No!
No. What? Don't look at me like that, bro.
Girl, come on. No, you know the fuck she was talking
I was
about.
Raised,
you don't know my life?
I was raised by a single mom.
Oh.
So I'm like, if the nude is sent to my mom, whatever. If it's sent to my dad.
If he was present.
If my dad got the nude, I don't know, maybe that would kind of change it.
Okay.
Are we good? Is that a fair thing? I'd rather my mom see my pussy than my dad.
And imagine how your mom would feel if your dad was in the picture.
That would be crazy.
First of all, we have not even heard from him. Oh, God. This is so bad. All right. Let's get to the fucking vanilla shit. Jesus Christ. Okay. There's an invention. Mandy always talks shit about me because I like to fuck. I don't like it,
you
but
do.
I will.
Uh-huh, you do.
I'm a fuck on my period because it's a long one. You have a fucking 3-day period.
I know. Just sit here and tell everyone I'm God's chosen, bitch.
How many days is your period?
Well, after I got the vaccine, my period's fucked up, by the way. That's a thing.
Mm.
But usually I would say
Nicki Minaj.
4 to 5 days. I don't know what that means.
We know.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
You know
you
what
don't know
means,
about
right?
her cousin's balls.
The testicles?
No.
His testicles were swollen, allegedly.
Allegedly.
From the vaccine.
So Nicki went
and his wedding got called off.
Oh.
Bro, okay. This was like global news.
Yeah.
Fox News was talking about
it. Twitter was talking about it. Twitter was talking about it.
I don't know shit that's going on in the world, honestly.
Okay.
A lot of stuff.
Because of Utah?
Yes, probably.
That could, it's a flyover, right?
Yes. 1,000%.
Do people fuck their cousins there or just their 10 wives?
No, they fuck their cousins.
Wait.
I was invited.
Like Alabama?
I was invited to a wedding. I talked about this on my episode, like, I think it was like 4 weeks ago. And I was invited to this girl from work's wedding who is marrying her first cousin.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God. I worked with her like 4 years ago. That shit happens. And if you go to Costco, it's like one dude.
So they're not
going to
have women. Wait, do they have kids already?
Huh?
Do they have kids already?
No.
Okay.
No.
Penny, don't say it.
No, wait. That was my first thought too.
Uh-oh.
We are not going.
Wait, what did I do?
I'm nothing. Just, you know.
We talking about incest here, bitch. But that is the truth. It's science, right?
It's true.
If you want to sit here and talk about science.
I thought you don't believe in science.
And I don't, but I know something be happening when it happened.
I know.
With the little offspring.
No, it's true. If they were third cousins, I might be like,
first cousin?
That baby's going to come out.
You know what? Third cousin, you probably ran into each other somewhere and been like.
It's through marriage.
Hold on. How you know Gene?
Yeah.
What?
Like, but first cousins?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay, wait. So how did you know it was her cousin?
She told me the whole story. This is when I worked at the finance company. She told me the whole story. And she was like, I know it's really fucking crazy, but, you know, we're just in love. And like, that's just what happens. She's very honest about it.
You know what?
Tell me now, if this was a black family, because we already know you're talking shit at a wedding.
Oh, everybody is.
Everybody. I feel like white people might keep it to themselves and text each other later. But black people going to be at that wedding sitting sister to sister like, now, bitch, did you think when I was pregnant that we was going to end up at the same split in the wedding, bitch? What? Okay. That's ghetto.
Yeah, that's.
Hold on. But now that I think about it, the last time you were up here, you were telling us about Real Housewives Salt Lake City where she was fucking her grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
And guess what? That's the black one.
I know.
That's Mary. Miss Mary ain't shit, baby. And now they calling her goddamn church a cult. It's some shit. Okay.
They call what?
Her church a cult.
Why?
I want to go to it so bad.
You have to go for research purposes.
I will. And I'll report back.
Please.
I got it. I have to.
Why do they say it's a cult?
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
We don't know. We're going to find out.
This is like me wanting to go up to the Scientology building because I could see it from my apartment.
Yes.
And I'd be looking at it and I'd be like, damn, go on.
I mean, that's how I invite everybody to the sex club. Research purposes. Y'all just got to come so I can.
I love that.
Hear y'all's experience.
But see, I know they're going to get me.
Ooh, Scientology?
Anybody will get me because they're going to just tell me, like, have you been depressed? And I'll be like, yes. I'll be fucked. Okay. Back to period sex, not cousin fucking. So there's a new invention, apparently, that's going to make period sex way hotter. So Mandy has come up here and talked about a sponge, mm-hmm. how you can put a sponge in you. And we've had like a few girls talk about that. No. Dr. Kim, I don't know what episode that was. I think it was 17. She was like, fuck no. She doesn't say fuck. But basically, what they're saying that they've made is a product called Flex. It's a single-use disposable menstrual product. So it's an alternative to tampons or pads. It's not an alternative, sorry. But basically, it's like...
It's a Flex.
It doesn't just sit inside of the vagina like a tampon on a menstrual cup. So not their pelvics. It sits on your cervix. It covers the cervix.
I know what
it
is.
So it stops the fluids from entering.
I knew it was one of them things. What?
Kudos to you. So it covers the cervix so it stops the fluids from entering the vaginal canal, and it can be worn for 12 hours and apparently it won't cause toxic shock. So a woman made it, which we like to know. Mm-hmm. But basically she's saying she was horrified from all the inventions that she'd been seeing over the years, and 20,000 people have signed up to trial it. 25% of the people that signed up are actually men. So they're, you know, testing it out. They're pitching it to investors, but I'll at least say this much. I don't know if I want anything that's trial period in my pussy.
Mm.
Yeah, like, Vinny did a trial period for the fucking vaccine. And I remember every time he came to New York, I was, like, thinking he was going to, like, turn a different color. Like, I was scared.
Yeah.
So I'm not putting it in my pussy.
Hell no.
Well, maybe it depends how much it is.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
How much would you take?
How much money?
20,000.
to do the trial.
Real quick. I do want to say too, this is, it's past trial. This article is from 2017. I know I've heard of it. Flex is actually a real thing now. Like it's a real disc.
Right. I was going to say it is from 2017.
Yeah. So while it was a trial, I want to say it's FDA approved now. Like the biodegradable material that it's used out of is healthy for you.
Okay.
I know I use a big word, bitch. Damn.
Y'all see that? Syllables.
Biodegrade and then able. Like I just knew how to say it because you could really break that word down.
Is it biodegradable?
Debo.
So, for those of you scared to have sex with people on their periods, whether it be your own period or your partner's period or whatever, here's 5 reasons that you could kind of gloss over it. Okay?
Gloss over the what?
Period sex.
The blood?
It's a lot of lube. Okay? The consistency of it would be that of like a heavier semen. Right?
It feels good. It's like sticky.
Yeah.
Oh, also, yay, sticky blood.
It reduces period cramps, which this is definitely true. So I have really, really, really bad cramps and endometriosis. And people tell me all the time, like if you masturbate, the orgasms alleviate the cramps. Well, one of the most common PMS symptoms being cramps, the muscle contraction during an orgasm helps to produce endorphins, make you happy or whatever.
100% true.
You do have an increased sex drive on your period. Maybe the first day of your period, you may just want to watch TV, eat ice cream. But later after that, you will experience a heightened sex drive during menstruation. Also, it's technically a form of intimacy that is really intense because once you get to that point with someone, you know you're really comfortable. And it says oral sex is okay too.
Here you go with this bullshit.
The clit is the main focal point.
She's so annoying.
The clit is the main focal point of female pleasure, and it is a less bloody location. Now,
that's true.
You guys know.
All right, Eden.
I did eat a pussy on a period, but I didn't see any blood. It was Aisha, the girl that we interviewed with. I didn't want to say the girl we interviewed with the girl in the wheelchair, but it was. I don't remember her name.
You ate the girl in a wheelchair?
No. We had that girl in a wheelchair and you were...
Did you hear how she said it though?
Yes.
I'm trying to understand. And that wasn't an episode I was here for. So I'm just trying to understand.
Was her name, the girl that was with
her? Was her name Ashley? I think her name was Ashley. But she was our first disabled guest. And she came in and Aisha interviewed her with me. And she... Uh-huh. You made out with Aisha.
Oh, that's the one I made out with.
Yes.
Oh.
That's what pussy I ate.
That's different. I was drunk. We was at a sex club. Of course, I'm going to make out with somebody.
Trisexual.
And then she didn't even tell me she fucked you until after we made out.
Wow.
Well, she probably thought you knew.
How?
Because she was on your podcast talking about us fucking, Mandy.
I ain't watched that episode.
You don't know that.
Oh. You think I know people when I'm drunk? Bitch, she just looked pretty in the dark. So I was like.
Well, anyway, what was really funny was.
And she fucked my nigga that night, didn't she? Or no, she left early?
I don't think she did.
But she was around us. Okay, sorry.
I don't know who she fucked, Mandy. I just know, thank God it wasn't you. Because if we had to have fucked this.
Not Eskimo sisters. Off some pussy. That's crazy.
Well, you said off some pussy.
Off some pussy.
Yeah, because you guys are already. Not with pussy. I thought you guys fucked the same dude, like in high school or something.
Oh, we didn't fuck him.
Yeah, no, that was.
But he was still boyfriend. My man.
Oh, he was my boyfriend, but I wasn't fucking yet.
He was mine.
He gave me a Care Bear on Christmas, and Weezy got nothing. Okay.
Wow. So
it was your boyfriend, and neither of you guys.
Because
fucked
we were
him?
Young, bro. Oh, I was like okay. A freshman in high school.
Okay, got it.
And then he was grown.
I didn't want to like open up wounds. Like I, just,
you
I
did.
Just
you did it just a little bit.
Fuck him. That's why he worked at a fucking Walgreens.
Wow.
He could.
Wow.
That's why he got you that Care Bear, bitch.
Well, it came with also a day at Disney World.
With his discount?
Thank you. And we did multiple parks. We did Disney and Epcot, bitch.
Did you only go to one?
Epcot is in Disney. Oh.
They're two different parks, pussy.
There's Magic Kingdom and then there's Epcot.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I fucking can't stand you.
I know you can't.
You know what? I'm like not even kidding, Mandy. I really want us to find him. I remember.
Oh, bitch, I thought you was going to say fight. I was about to be like, oh.
I want us to find him.
Because he in Brooklyn now.
Oh, yes.
We
you guys found him on Facebook. Remember?
Why don't you guys
we
fucking
gotta have him
bring
on the
him
show.
On the show? Yeah, what the
we
fuck?
We have to have him on the show.
I don't know if I want people to see who we fought over, bitch. Like, they're going to be like,
no, Mandy, Andy, we have to do it. We have to do it.
You think he would come on?
Yo, you, his baby yes. mom couldn't stand me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I was really, she went to high school with me, so she couldn't stand me either when we broke up.
She wasn't even cute.
But she wasn't
at all.
She
like I thought y'all trying to have him
she
on.
She looked like a whole Oompa Loompa.
She did.
Oompa Loompa.
And I didn't even feel like now in this moment I feel bad because I probably like said really mean things. I called her fat and I wish I could take those back. She's not like I should have never called her fat. I should have called her ugly. Because that's what she is.
Right, pause.
And they're gonna have him on now.
Because fat bitches be fine, but like you weren't pretty at all.
That's why I said Oompa Loompa.
Bitch.
Roly Poly Oly.
No, let's bring him on. That okay. baby gotta be 16, Mandy. The age we were when we fucked. With him.
Oh no.
Interview his kid. Bring his kid on. Just talk
no,
to him.
No.
Like, what's your dad
no, no,
like?
The kid gotta be at least 12, bitch. At least 12.
No, Mandy. I was 15.
Oh, that's right.
That baby is fucking talking shit and fucking too.
That baby is listening to our motherfucking episode right
Bro,
now.
Bro, we're hitting what? Him up. And you know what? Mandy's gonna be so annoyed during this episode.
Why?
Because
look, she for
when Mandy looks at him,
I was the girlfriend. What would I be fucking
bitch,
mad about?
You were
about?
Not the girlfriend.
Yes, I was. That's why yo, bro. Her,
I opened up some shit.
You did.
I told you. You started the fire.
I'm going to do it again.
So
I didn't
followers
do it on
are
purpose.
Listen to me like they're fine.
I thought we were gonna just and then move right along. Nope. I didn't know it was gonna be this.
This is a showdown. Big wound.
No, you did it on purpose.
No, I swear on my life, I didn't. I swear on my life, I did not.
Okay, fine. After the fucking period sex benefits. These are the tips around it. So making sure that just because you're on your period, like have sex with a condom still because you are way more susceptible to STDs because, you know, everything's all open and shit and it's blood. But a lot of people don't use condoms because they're like, well, I can't get pregnant. Well, you can still get chlamydia. Make sure you talk to your partner and let them know you're bleeding before it happens. Don't pull a surprise. Mm. I've definitely done that. I'm not saying it was right. I've just been like, what? You pushed it on. Your dick's so big. And that isn't fair. Make sure to remove a feminine product before it. Even if it's a menstrual cup, remove whatever you have on. Dark colored towels. And yeah.
Wait, I want to ask you. So when you went down on the girl, she was on her period. Did she have a tampon in? Like, was there a tampon string sticking out?
I also want to say I was in the influence of drugs and alcohol. Okay. I would have waited. But first we were scissoring because she told me she was on her period. And I was like, damn, I'm so horny. So we scissored and she was still coming, which was, I mean, it's her clit. And then I guess I just got so horny. I started eating it. But like nothing was going on.
If you stay up top, like it's no issue. Yeah. I really think.
If what?
I really think.
If you stay up top and like you're just on her clit, I think it's no issue if she's on her
There's
period.
There's not.
I agree.
Hospital Mandy is was, giving me a look like she is pissed.
Okay.
Y'all are gross.
It's like you just have to like obviously treat the area before you get to it. But hospital dick, like I would always try to tell him no because I wear pads. It's not like I plug it up.
Yeah, same.
And I remember he would be like, really?
Yeah, I wear pads. That's so funny. Everyone's always like, that's gross.
You don't wear tampons,
not
Mandy?
Anymore.
Why?
Bitch, because I done learned all the healthy shit about it and they not healthy at all. Mm-mm. And I actually noticed my
Because you don't wear underwear. That's why.
I have like four pairs when I'm on my period.
Good for you.
I have like four pairs of drawers. And then I do like the big boy shorts when I go to sleep. But yeah, no, I wear pads now. It actually eliminated like my third day. So I really only have first day of period. Second day is heavy. Last day is spotting. But like I used to have like that fourth day with like brown blood. No longer get that because that's the oxidated blood that's stuck in there coming out. Mm. I don't get that anymore. And just when you shove it up there, like you talked earlier about toxic shock syndrome, like there's just a lot of unhealthy things about using tampons that if I don't have to use it, like, bitch, if I'm not going swimming, I have no reason to use a tampon.
That's how I feel. Also, what I've noticed, the organic tampons.
Oh my God, my periods are shorter.
Wait, really?
Yes.
I noticed they kind of hurt to pull out.
Yeah.
Like they're so dry.
I use organic pads and my period's a little shorter.
Yeah, but the tampons too, yeah, they hurt. Like,
yeah, those ones like, yeah.
Maybe because that blood isn't that lubey, like you said, huh?
Huh?
Wow. The blood isn't that lubey, huh?
No, it's
not if the tampon is scraping coming out. I'm just saying.
Fine. Let's stick on some bloody topics. You know, so let's for bloody something sake.
There you go.
I don't know.
There you go with the oxen.
So, the main topic. Do you have any stories for us about blood? Period blood? You having sex on your period? Maybe anal sex with some blood?
Any story? I feel like they're...
Not true.
Is that mine, by the way?
I don't know.
I think that's mine.
Well, I gave her a fresh one.
Oh. Okay, everybody is like trying to like get their mouth on my bottle. Sorry.
No. Okay, I'm trying to think of a story with period blood. I feel like it's just the same.
I'll get it for you.
There's nothing like really interesting that happens. It's we put down a towel, we do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Have you ever had a guy like bring your period on, quote unquote, and you were like, you didn't know?
We'd be lying. Go ahead and tell the people we'd be lying when we say that.
Mainly we'd be lying.
We know we was spotting that day, and then he done went up in there and then now it's flowing.
Bitch. Y'all lied to us?
We be lying, talking about, oh, your dick is so big, it hit my period on early. No, bitch, you wiped that morning pink and just thought you could get away with it.
That's crazy.
That's really what
I definitely have.
You have?
Yeah,
oh, my. What do you think's going to happen? And then you're like, whoops. Or what?
I just be feeling like, you're going to be like, damn, you're wet as fuck.
And then what? You turn the lights on?
That's and it's a crazy massacre, bitch.
Yeah. And I'd be like, what? Let me see. With gay sex, definitely, like, because my ex-girlfriend and I, because we didn't live in the same city.
I do have a story.
It was hard to sync up. Tell us.
I just cut you off, but like, I
no, we want to hear about you.
No, because I really want to know if you guys do this. When you're laying in bed and you are like so horny and you want to fuck. This is when I was wearing tampons. That's another reason I like pads. But when I was wearing tampons, have you ever just pulled it out, set it on the nightstand? Just set it next to you, your tampon. You didn't go to the bathroom, flush it down the toilet. You just set it down.
Like a tea bag?
For what?
For him to fuck. Because you have to take it out. Mm-hmm. You guys have never done that.
Ma'am, I don't do period sex. This is for y'all. This Hold is your wait. Conversation. This is y'all segment.
You couldn't like...
No, we were like so in the moment. And I was like, I'm just going to rip it out and just set it down. And I'll take care of it like when we're done fucking.
Do you remember to do it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. We had interview a guy once, Dante Nero. Shout out to Dante. Uh-oh. And he said he fucking took it out with his teeth.
With his teeth.
That's ballsy.
Is that sexy to you?
No.
Me neither.
No. Yeah. But I have like literally just set it down next to me.
I want to put it in a nap. You know what I have set down next to me? The braids that fall out during sex.
Oh, no. I just throw them on the side of the bed.
I'm like... Because when I was wearing human hair with the loose ends, I was like, girl, I'm saved. That shit is like $300 an ounce. Fuck no. But I will say this. With tampons and period sex, like... I go to the bathroom always before and like try to clean everything out around it just because I'm hoping that they would lick my clit. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, sometimes you get those remnants.
Remnants?
What's the remnants of?
Yeah, what is a remnant?
She about to talk about blood clot remnants and I am about to leave.
Blood clot remnants. I was going to say sometimes like if you're wearing a pad like and it gets dry, like you have to make sure you clean your entire vulva.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
God damn.
We can move on though.
Yeah, thank you. Sophia, you're such a podcaster. I know that's right.
I like talking about
dirty sex. And let's segue to the next topic.
Okay, tell us about a time you had really dirty sex that you felt ashamed of after. Like, you felt like you should go back to your Utah roots.
I already know. I already know. You know, like, every girl has a list of, like, the guys they fuck.
Yeah.
So.
She claims she doesn't have
one. I don't do that.
Do you know the name of every single dude you fuck?
No, I done had a nigga DM me like, you don't remember? I do not remember you, sir. I don't be remembering people.
I know, it's fucked up.
Like, he talking about Atlanta. I said, I'm supposed to remember you from 09? Sorry. I do not.
There's been a lot of stuff, a lot of traffic.
No, I don't. Like, I remember, like, I did fuck this, like, tattoo artist with green eyes. Couldn't tell you his name. I could walk by him today. I don't know that man. I would not know who that man is.
It's fucked up kind of though.
It is kind of.
So I have my list and all. There's like a few on there that one of them is San Francisco guy.
Oh my God, I have one of those. I have firemen.
Oh really? Ooh, I want to hear about that. So I go to San Francisco. I think it was like when I was in college. We're dancing. I'm at a random club. Me and this dude start like grinding, dancing. I whisper to him, let's go fuck right now. Go into the bathroom, fuck in the bathroom stall, okay? He pulls his pants up. I pull my shit out. We go back into the club. I never see him again.
Wow.
That's what? I think that's, I'm like, I pray we used a condom. Like, I don't fucking know.
You definitely
know.
Did it. I mean,
right. Oh,
now you pray.
You got some high hopes.
You did it.
Baby.
You did it.
There's no fucking way we did. But like, that was like, damn.
Dude, I would love to have sex like that. I read this thing about...
It's not that fun.
I was about to say, if you never saw him again, it's because it probably wasn't good.
No, like a sexy, like hot, like random moment. Lil Wayne talked about that in an interview about how he had sex with a flight attendant without talking. He said that like the flight attendant and him didn't speak English. Like she didn't speak, they couldn't communicate, but she met him in a bathroom. That's hot as fuck.
Huh.
Okay.
I want it.
That's like all intuition.
Yeah.
I mean, or it's fucking Lil Wayne.
Like, I was about to say
you know
that.
What I mean? Like, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
And flight attendants be hoes. Sorry if you a flight attendant, but I know a lot of y'all want to be flight attendants so y'all can fly yourself.
No, Vinny too. Oh, he wants to be a flight attendant so he can fuck.
So he could go fuck all these different dicks in different cities.
I believe that.
Yeah, me too.
Worldwide dick.
Huh?
Worldwide dick.
So when you got a hoe and a famous rapper, of course. No words have to be said.
So there's a thing about anonymous sex, though. Generally, it's a thing that happens in gay, you know, acquaintances, rendezvous or whatever. Gay men normally do that, but it's because either they are partnered or DL or something like that. Why are we not doing that more? Why
don't Girl, a lot of us are. And we did not.
Anonymous sex?
Bro.
Outside of a sex club, Mandy.
You don't remember when I watched you in Miami? Bitch, you was having anonymous sex.
It wasn't
16.
Anonymous. I just met
him. We met him in the club. You never talk to that man again.
What That's makes him anonymous?
What's the difference between a one-night stand and anonymous sex?
Anonymous is like no names, no nothing exchange.
And no talking. It's like bathroom, fuck, never talk again.
We went from club, hotel, that's
a one-night stand.
You guys talked in the car.
Ooh, plus, so we were because hanging you out. Have a conversation, it's not anonymous. Like,
she didn't make it past the fucking club.
But,
bitch.
Like, I know mad strangers that I've talked to, and to me, they're still anonymous.
So anonymous is nothing exchanged. Now, you know what's crazy about her telling the story? For the longest time, I was like, I've never had a one night stand. I literally placed that memory back, and we were doing horrible decisions. She was like, yes, you have. I was like, no, I haven't.
I was right in the room on the almond, and they was right behind me, and she was like, don't look. So I literally just sat there like this. Because at the time, I don't think we were safe enough to just... She wasn't going to send me to the lobby.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She also didn't want me to watch. So I literally sat at the end of the
day
while they
fucked.
Why
can't you just go to the bathroom?
What? I mean, because I was a real security guard. Okay?
See? Have you ever watched your friend have sex for safety?
For safety, no. But yes, I watched that.
Okay, tell us about a time you watched your friend have sex and you didn't know. Maybe, like, it wasn't planned.
Ooh, I woke up out of a dead sleep to like one of my girlfriends, like her head getting banged against the headboard, a guy that was not there earlier fucking her. Like, at least put a pillow in between us or at least give, like, heads up, like, I'm having a guy come over.
Wait, you were in the bed?
I was in the bed with him. I woke up from a deep sleep, like, why is the bed shaking?
Did you stay
asleep? Oh, you on the West Coast, you thought it was an earthquake.
What? This is 3.2.
I mean, I let her do her thing, but...
Did you let everybody know you were awake?
No, I pretended to be asleep. That's how nice I am. I was like, ooh, I'm just going to close my eyes and like let them do their thing.
You are a really good friend.
I am. If they would have kept fucking for like over an hour, then I would have been like, let's enough. But
so I don't think I would... I think I would have to fake sleep too. Just because if I woke up, I wouldn't want him to be like, well, let me just...
Right. Right.
Oh, that's where my mind went.
Right?
If you fucking in the bed with me, next to me, I might slide over and just see if y'all move my hand or not. And if y'all don't, all right. Now we about to have some fun, y'all.
So have you ever, what was I going to say? And this is for you, Mandy. Have you ever had sex? Because recently you've been having sex with only women, not other men. Have you had sex with another woman and their guy wanted to join in? You were like...
Oh, that happens all the time.
How do you turn them down?
That happens all the time. Especially
do you blame it on your boyfriend?
No. I'm not, especially in the sex club setting, I'm not interested in men outside of my man. And so, no, I'm there for women.
Why the sex club setting? Because you're down to talk to guys outside of it.
Yeah, but I told you I want a car or a Cuban link. Like, I'm not talking to men.
You can't see what they have going on because their dick is out.
No, because not everyone is naked in the sex club. Like,
speaking
I've been approached too with
that's
with
a good question.
Men with clothes.
Can you tell men with clothes? Can you tell who's got money? What was the word you used last
in
week?
A sex club?
Read
no.
it up.
In a sex club? No.
Shit.
In a sex club, but you're not there as a prostitute. You're not there as a sex worker. You're there because you enjoy sex. So maybe just my mind isn't set into looking for watches or you know what I mean. Looking for and everyone there is just so hospitable. Like no one is flashy. Don't do that. They are.
I'm sorry.
They are hospitable.
Have you been to a sex club before?
No, I haven't.
So
want to.
Mandy's going to throw a sex party. You have to come to our New York show.
You have to.
You have to come.
Is it what? Is that a sex club after?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Not our live
show. But I want to go when there's like the real patrons of the sex club. Are they going to be there?
I actually have a whole community. I'll be texting them on WhatsApp.
You know how I'm the mayor of Tulum?
So I want some regulars.
Maybe the mayor of the sex club.
Like literally, and what I want to do as well, I'm actually looking into it. So shout out to all of our listeners in all the different cities. I'm trying to coordinate play parties after all of our live shows.
Oh, I love that.
I'm not familiar with DC sex clubs. So if you're in DC and are aware of a sex club, please hit me up. But I do have Atlanta that I'm looking to talk to.
There's got
to
be something on Splinter.
I'm looking. No, but even LA, all of my friends that I bring to the sex club, I'm now like the fucking field trip guy to
the
sex club.
But you like doing it though, so stop.
I do because, we end up fucking. But like, not all of them, by the way. But when we go to the sex club, like they're all like, damn, they go back to their cities to find some. And I don't know in LA where to go. Like, bitch, you out there, you need to go be doing some research.
People have just invited me to Chris Brown's house, which I heard is a sex club in its own.
And Jamie Foxx's. They do have like whole ass orgies.
Yeah. I have like literally every time I go out and I'm like, where did everybody go now? And you go to Barry's Pizza and I'm fucking tired of that goddamn lobster pizza because that's all people do. Or they go to Chris Brown's house.
That's crazy.
Which I have never been to and don't want to go to. Mm-hmm. But like literally, I'm like, what do you guys do there? And people are like, oh my God, it's so much fun. It's a game room. They like do a party and then you fuck. But you know what though? If you think about it, if there are no places to go to a sex party, right?
Right.
And you're a girl, maybe you're thinking like, okay, because when we think about a sex club, and I know like we've had good experiences, you sometimes think it'll be seedy or nasty or gross. So you probably think if you're going to a fucking rich person's mansion or a celebrity's mansion, like, well, this is going to be nice. The beds are going to be memory foam. Like, this is going to be a good time. Like, there might be some, like, good options in here. But other than that, no. What's the Jamie Foxx tea?
I don't really know, but I just know you go there, you sign NDAs, and a lot. It's like, if you're not fucking, leave.
Not Katie Holmes, man.
Well, no, I don't know if this is a recent thing, but this is, like, just a Hollywood thing. I heard that that's where the party's going.
Can I also just say, as someone... It's not like I watched Dawson's Creek for real, but when I saw Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx, like, that just really threw me for one. I was like, they are playing. There's no way. How you go from Tom Cruise, Scientology King,
I know,
to Jamie the Fox? What the fuck? Like, that shit is wild.
Oh, and then she started dating the guy that owns Carbone or like the manager or something.
She must have some good pussy.
Why?
Because she's getting like powerful
she
men.
She has power and money. So if you're around those type of men, those are probably going to be the type of guys you attract. The same reason why now you're in these parties with all these celebrities and now you out here fucking all these celebrities. Like,
I didn't say I was fucking all these celebrities.
You're getting there.
Ooh, I have not yet.
You're getting there.
One guy invited me to a rendezvous and I said, I can't do it because I'm trying to be respecty. But to be honest, can I be real with you? Fucking Kenya and I had a conversation recently and he was like, wheeze, like people like, because a lot of people are like coming up to me a lot of this shit, like trying to have me help them make them productions or introduce them to my boss or like do whatever, like help me make this because they know I maneuver in these worlds now. He's like, bro, like people haven't fucked you yet. So like this is like prime time.
Yep. To fuck?
No.
To
like
not fuck.
Fucking leverage like 100%. What the fuck I'm doing. He's like, you're gonna keep making money because you're not throwing the pussy out there. And I'm like, but you keep having me go to these parties for work. And I'm just like, fuck.
Dude, think about how much business you get done just because the guy wants to fuck you.
Oh, 100%.
So like you can't be out there fucking.
There's two things that happen to women that are powerful. One, pretty is a curse. So they either think you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. And this happened to me when I was working in tech. Mm-hmm. They either think you don't know what you're talking about or they want you so bad that they'll do anything you say.
Yes.
And that's
well,
just the truth.
No, even if they think you don't know what you're talking about, they try to take advantage of you and like still try to like hook it up though.
But that's what they'll just do what you want. Okay, I'll get this. I'll do this. All right, we'll make this work. We'll do this. Like I'm like using that shit all the time. Like even my business partner here, he knows. If we can't get a price for something for the studio, he's like, Weezy, call so-and-so. And I'm like, what's going on?
Because, you would say the dumb thing.
Yeah, I just don't understand. If the cameras are Sony AXR and the other one's AL3, like, why are they different? I don't give a fuck, bitch.
What?
If I need to act stupid, if I need to put my titties out, I will get a deal.
Mm-hmm.
There is Judaism in my blood. You think we won't do anything for a deal? We do anything for a deal.
Oh, I do the same. I'll do the same shit. What? Hi, greedy. Hi. I'll act stupid. I'll pull my
Have you
out.
Had a sugar daddy before?
No.
No.
Really?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I mean, I've dated successful men, but never like a, you know, I don't work and you just pay for my lifestyle.
But you've never like even went on Seek Arrangement? You've maybe never been that poor.
Privilege.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
But I think I actually was on there for like maybe a hot minute.
They're always okay. So weird.
But I never like met up with anyone.
Sugar baby lifestyle is interesting because there's one point where you start getting things and you're like, damn, I still ain't got shit though. Like, I've got a bag.
Yeah.
And that bag is...
I told you, that's why I used to get my books paid for, school paid for, bills paid for. When I was broke, I never wanted material things.
Well, and they like that, too. The men like that.
They do.
They do.
But sometimes they all know just to spoil you. When they say the word spoil, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then be like drug dealers or niggas that really don't want to feel like they're paying for your life. Like, niggas that really care about you want to invest and do the bills at school and stuff.
So here's the thing about that. Seeking arrangement culture. A lot of those guys don't want to give you cash. So they will give you things or trips. For some reason in their mind, it makes them feel better. Yeah. I've experienced that where I'm just like, no, like if I'm going to fuck an old guy, I want my things. But like I have aspirations that I one day can buy my own fucking Chanel bag. But at the same time, can you just give me the money? And I mean, I've had definitely like guys buy me bags when like I couldn't afford things, but you don't want to turn those down either. Cause when they're so excited to do it, you're like, okay, like
hell no, you don't turn down a fucking designer bag.
You
what?
Can't.
No.
I've also been super poor having the most
down.
Expensive bag. But I remember Mandy and I, when we were younger, she was like, when I left my ex, right? I left him. I was in a really bad relationship. And she was saying to me, like, you let him buy you all this stuff. Like you needed to have cash. You should have done this. And I'm like, but a lot of men won't do that. A lot of men won't give you that fucking money in your hand. And I think it's because they know this is their like leverage with you. It's a control thing at the same time.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to... Actually, before then, I want to talk about the story where you threw a chicken.
Oh, my God.
Did you throw a sandwich at someone?
Oh
shit, I did throw.
Are you Keely from 3LW?
Wait, are you talking about my ex when I threw a chicken sandwich at his face?
Oh, yeah, God. What was that? I want to talk about our more aggressive story.
No, we were like in a huge fucking fight. I was super drunk. He was like, you need to eat food so you can sober up. Here's Wendy's. I was like, hell no.
That's why you threw it.
That's why I threw it. That's literally why I threw it. I was like, I don't want to. He was like, putting it up to my face. He was like, you need to eat. I was like, I'm not fucking hungry. I want another shot. And then I just grabbed it and I chucked it. At his face.
Was this the threesome guy?
Yep.
Have you ever thrown something at a man?
I'm not violent.
I've thrown pillows.
Pillows? Just pillows?
Pillow? What was that? What's a pillow?
Pillow.
What's a pillow?
It's not a pillow. Oh,
you really say it like that?
You palo? Know I do. Y'all do this every time.
Pillow?
Pillow.
Pillow.
I don't know why the fuck she put an A in that shit.
Pillow.
Pillow.
Say it again.
Pillow.
First of all, is English even your first language? Why are you doing me like that?
I am going to contact HR.
I know,
well, it's
right.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, can I tell you, there is no HR in the studio.
There's
and
no
I'd be thinking, damn, what if they revolt against us?
No, we should make a coalition.
Are y'all niggas going to unionize?
We'll let you know.
It's kind of crazy coming from working in corporate, working somewhere with no HR. And I'm always like, that was like, I just had like my assistant like buy me like Coke, like whatever. Like, like I don't know. I don't know.
The podcast space is really different.
It's very different.
We really talk about sucking dick. Like there can't be real sexual harassment here, but there can be very thin lines,
it's
you know?
Very thin. I'll get like naked to like change. Like
I just got naked in front of you.
I know.
You saw my whole pussy and titties and everything. And I was like, damn, I missed the whole. I had to take it all the way off.
You know,
put it back
that's
on.
A good point because you don't know the fine line. Yesterday.
Bro, I just got naked in front of
you. You have really nice tits, Mandy.
Thank you.
But you guys don't work together.
Which is even worse. She's a guest of ours, and I just got new
right,
in front of her.
The second time. So I feel like I'm not that bad. The only thing is, I caught myself yesterday. I asked my assistant for help with getting facts for Fact's Sake on Squid Games, and she wrote me back and she said, squid like the sea creature. And I said, bitch, do you live under a rock, girl? No, squid game. She was like, LOL. Oh, no. Shit. Okay. But then I was like, what if she thought that was like
aggressive?
Right.
And oh, yeah. Like, I would have went to my.
But it's tonality.
And when I was an accountant, if one of my motherfucking superiors called me a bitch, I was going straight to
HR. But I've been calling her bitch all this time.
Or back then, I ain't gonna hold you. I don't know how they do it.
No, other firms. Don't say that. Bitch is different.
No, bitch,
what
it's
if your
not.
Superior was a black girl?
I don't give a fuck. You know what I would have done? All them little Amazon gift cards y'all give us during busy season, I'm gonna need about 500 of them things. My Lord. So, like, yeah, when we worked in busy season, like, if you were doing a good job, you would get, like, an Amazon gift card or, like,
right.
They just, you know, because they worked us to death. Mm-hmm. 80, 90-hour weeks. Let's feed you dinner and hand you gift cards for 3 months.
Yeah.
That'll make up for it. So, no, that would have made up for calling me a bitch. Otherwise, you're getting fired.
We do be, like, doing the most, though. Like, we be on the company Zoom calls, and I be, like, writing her separately on the Zoom. I be like, girl, look at this motherfucking bitch in the corner. Like, I be doing way too much.
So, you know, companies, though, keep all of that. Like, they can see that. Even though you're private at the time.
I know. I was thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Look at me. Mm-hmm.
We got to reel it back because we got to call in an hour. And I'm going to just be like, girl, don't you love working here? Anyway, okay. Home mail. Someone asked for this. Can you please do a segment on insecure friends? I have a friend who every single picture we take together, she tells me she won't let me post it. She always tells me I take the ugliest pictures of her. She's literally gorgeous and I would never intentionally sit and take a bad picture of her. If she looks busted, why would I post it? I'd never do that. It's so frustrating. And every time we take one, she's like, oh my God, don't post that. How do I deal with this? Please. I want to post pictures. Of course, she's my best friend. She's so pretty. It's so hard to deal with her and I'm not even being dramatic. My friends post pictures of me that aren't my favorite, but I don't make it the end of the world. Please give me advice. Do you have friends like this? I'm not being a bitch that posts bad pictures. I swear she's just a bitch about it.
No, you're just insecure and think you're ugly.
Okay, but easy answer. Fucking send that shit to her. Be like, Photoshop your face. Send it back because I'm fucking posting it.
Or like just if you're going to take pictures with her, make sure they're all on your phone. She can't post pictures she doesn't have. So go through the pictures through your phone. And when she's like, girl, send me the pictures. Only send her the ones that you actually like of yourself.
Okay, make her take them.
Make her take them.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying the other friend is fucking insecure? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying the one that has a problem.
She should like take them on her phone.
Oh, got it.
The person sending the email should just take the pictures on her phone so that the friend only has pictures that you approve of because you've sent them to her.
So I think that there should be like a regular rule about this. And Mandy and I do it when we have photo shoots. We'll either or pick 3 or 5. And we'll like which ones we like of ourselves or hate them. And don't get me wrong. You might send pictures where I don't love my face in every one of them. But out of the 5, I'll at least pick one. Because we have to compromise.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I hate my face in everything, like, which one is the best of both of us? And it's hard sometimes to take the best photos together. But you did the same thing. Or your assistant did.
Yes. What? Like, saying, like, oh, Sophia likes these, but, like, you can pick out of these?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's how you do it. And also, like, I've honestly gotten to a point, we're on camera, we're having to take pictures all the time. Like, I used to be like, oh, I don't look fucking hot as shit, can't be posted. Now I'm like, people know what the fuck I look like.
I know.
Go ahead, post that shit.
It's a weird thing with how the standards of, like, Instagram have made us, like, so, you know, a few weeks ago, whatever, Instagram shut down for a day. Mm-hmm. Do you remember everybody talking about how much more chill they were feeling? I saw someone tweet and I thought it was really funny, but true. He was like, I can't wait to wear the same outfit back to back now. Like, I could repeat
okay,
an outfit.
Okay, well, no, that's a problem. Like, that's when people are taking this too serious.
But I mean, is it true? Manny, do you post the same?
I sure do.
You might wear it.
Oh, no, I repeat. I post. I do
well,
all that now.
Well, you post a repeat.
My bathing suit's not. It depends. Because the bitch got a whole lot of bathing suits. But I'm like to the point now where I don't care. And now, like, I go out, so people see me, I'm finna be in the same shit, bitch.
I just did a closet clean out with my assistant. We were doing it together. And literally, I heard the way I was saying this. And if it wasn't something that, like, I gained weight and I can't wear it anymore, it was like, okay, well, I already wore this on Horrible.
And that's my thing now. I'm, like, I do
it's
video.
So ridiculous.
I do video for all my pods. I record weekly. We come in here. We knock out a lot of episodes. We drop weekly. At this point, nah.
What, like, the fuck are we supposed to do?
Y'all just gonna see me in the same shit.
I'm with Mandy. I like don't care about that. I'll like wear the same shit.
Yeah, I don't care.
You do love a scrunchie and a tank top though.
Oh my God, I do. And every fucking thing. But it's about to be winter and you're gonna see me looking different. Okay.
What does that mean?
I wear a tank top and a scrunchie and my watch for like everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what changes so in the fall?
Right. Well, now I'm going to be covered up. I'm going to be doing turtlenecks, bodysuits.
Oh, you do bodysuits?
Mm-hmm, the wraparound.
Oh, I do like those. Mm-hmm. I love like a long tee, but it's like kind of
yes, and it ties.
So winter's mm-hmm. coming. You've been talking about getting a place in New York. What's next for Sophia and your podcast?
Yep. So again, it's Sophia with an F. Next week is my 1 year mark. Woo! Which is fucking
I know
yeah.
that's right.
Well, technically it's maybe when this episode comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. But it's wild because I mean I started that show not in my right mind. So I've come a really long way and there's a bunch of new stuff that I can't talk about and I fucking hate when bitches say that shit, but like I can't. But you guys will see. And then it's Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter.
Not TikTok, girl. So you moving back to New York?
Absolutely. I'm thinking January. I'm looking for apartments like this week.
So you need it.
What well, you can't even look this week because, bitch, by the time January comes, they're going to be gone.
I know, but I just need to, like, get a sense of, like, the pricing.
Well, the pricing will be lower.
It'll lower by the time
in January. It'll be lower.
Wintertime is the best. They start offering concessions.
I moved in January.
Good.
It was a lick.
So check out her pod, Sophia with the F. Check out our episode. I guess you'd have to check it out from a year ago. Weren't we, like, your number six?
Yeah, you guys were like very early on. Maybe mm-hmm. I think I had my friend John, my gay friend John on. I'm not sure. But Sophia and F, we talk sex, relationships. I talk about throwing chicken sandwiches, smoking crack, fucking
and
a guy in
Robert
the club.
Green on. By the way,
he's so smart.
What the fuck? 48 Laws of Power, which I feel like every time a man loves a book, they're like Art of War, 48 Laws of Power. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you asked him about The Art of Seduction. That's a good book too.
Yeah.
So check us out, New York, November 4th.
Yep.
DC, November
19th.
It's a Friday. Then LA, December 3rd. Yep. It's a Friday. Then Atlanta, December 17th. It's a Friday.
I'm so proud of you for remembering all that. Make sure you guys go to whorehive.com and get your tickets to see us live. We are taking you back to school, pussy ass hoes. Sophia, thank you so much for joining us again here on Horrible Decisions. I can't wait because the next time you come on, you definitely would have ate Weezy's pussy. And I want to know how much money she gave you.
And maybe you'll fuck a guy that's not a quarter black.
Oh my God. We're gonna have so much updating. I can't fucking.
Yes, thank you for having me on. Thank you. And guys, we are going to leave you with a 5-minute bonus clip. Make sure you go on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/horribledecisions. Go ahead and also send us home mail. If you haven't, we weren't able to. Oh, we did get to it today, but that's at horribledecisions@gmail.com. Send us your home mail, your whole confessions. And we are going to leave you with a 5-minute bonus clip of Patreon. Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
It's Bonus, bitch. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Bonus Horrible Decisions. We have a lot to talk about today, so I'm excited to get into it. I guess we'll start. I have the catch up. First off, I do want to give a shout out to Siggy, but I want to, I guess, start off with talking about being back on stage.
I was going to say, first thing to catch up about is our live show. If you've been living under a rock that is not on our Patreon post or Instagram, just like me, since I don't have one, you should head on over to whorehive.com and get your tickets because we are going to be in New York. That is where our first show is. We are going to be in D.C. the week after, little Thanksgiving break, then L.A., and finally wrapping up this year in Atlanta. If you don't live in any of these cities, I would recommend personally going to the D.C. or Atlanta show. Here's why. Obviously, New York is where we live, and it's where like a lot of people always want to come to because we're from here. However, those venues particularly are big theaters, and I think it'll be super dope for you guys to experience our live show in a really big theater. So that's just what I'm recommending. I know a lot of people have like wrote us in that. LA, we only have performed at an improv, so we're super excited to come to the Regent Theater, but we know y'all niggas in the Bay and maybe people on the West Coast may come. So if you're on the East Coast, try out our DC or Atlanta show. Our Atlanta show is going to be at like some big ass new venue that many people haven't even performed at before. So we're super hyped for that.
Yeah, I do want to say too, I've been getting a ton of comments, a ton of DMs. A girl just literally wrote me yesterday and was like, I have my vaccine, but my homegirl don't. What does that mean? And I'm just like, I can't keep answering all of these vaccination questions for you guys. So if you live in New York, you need proof of vax to enter damn near any and every establishment already. So I don't understand why people in New York are asking. DC and Atlanta, I believe that they are also requiring.
I understand why Atlanta asked.
Well, you may be able to also get a test. There are, it's either one or two of the venues are allowing you to take a PCR 72 days before. You have to check with the venue policy on that. And then LA as well is also requiring proof of vax. That we can't do anything around that. A lot of festivals, a lot of places that people are going are requiring proof of vax. So I'm not going to push you to do something that you feel as though has turned political. However, I am going to say, if you need a proof of something to enter a venue, get that proof. That's it. Show up. And we're looking forward to seeing you guys. But I am not the CDC, and I can't keep answering all these vax policy requirements. Jesus.
I know, like, at this point, people are in even Vinny's DMs about it. I feel bad. But I mean, look, it's interesting because I kind of thought, like, we were all on the same page now. By we, I mean, like, niggas. Because, like, yeah, in the beginning of the year, for sure, anti-vax rhetoric was something that was almost something we would look at because we're like, well, we all don't know. But there's this video of Black China yelling in the airport about
She was clearly on drugs, bro. The way she was moving and flinching her arms.
I saw one video, but I just thought maybe somebody said something nasty to her, got too close and had an outburst.
Nah, that bitch was on drugs. She was yelling at the people.
I know, but we didn't see what happened before.
Bro, did you see her body movement?
I didn't see, maybe I didn't see another video. But anyway, okay, well, let me say two things. So I was going to say the comments shocked me. Like, people were like, oh, it's their choice. And then Kyrie Irving, like, people are like, oh, damn right, he's standing for something. And I was like, holy shit. Like, y'all niggas really, like, niggas do not want to get back. Like, I didn't know I thought it was just Republicans and questionables.
Oh, no, 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 100%. I mean, I've had this conversation before we decided to go on tour. It's largely our demographic that is not getting the vaccine shot. So it's definitely not just Republicans. And unfortunately, it is definitely heavily more weighted in our community of people. And I get it. I mean, there's conversations regarding, you know, the Tuskegee experiments and things in which we experienced in the history of our community.